This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Today, the American Jazz Museum in Kansas City began a two-day tribute to Charlie Parker, one of the founders of bebop and one of the most influential performers in the history of jazz. He spent his early years in Kansas City. On Saturday, the Charlie Parker Memorial will be unveiled at the city's famous intersection of 18th and Vine. On today's Fresh Air, we remember Charlie Parker with two musicians who played with him. First, drummer Max Roach, who's participating in the museum tribute. He's one of the inventors of modern jazz drumming. Together with Parker, Miles Davis, and Dizzy Gillespie, Roach helped formulate the language of bebop. In the mid-50s, Roach teamed up with trumpeter Clifford Brown to form what many jazz fans regarded as the quintessential bop group of the time. In the early 60s, Roach recorded the album We Insist, the Freedom Now Suite, some of the first jazz inspired by the civil rights movement. Our interview was recorded in 1987. Here's Max Roach with Charlie Parker on the 1953 recording Confirmation. One of the first drummers to play bebop, and you were one of the first people to figure out how to drum in the kind of fiery sessions that were being played. What were some of the challenges that that presented to you?
Well, when they played fast, they played very fast. It was a period where instrumental virtuosity was in our area, in the jazz area, was now prevailed. Because during the war, you know, we had an extra, the Second World War, we had an extra 20% cavalry taxes, very complex. Simply, to put it very simply, it was if an entrepreneur he had to pay a city tax, like in New York, he had to pay a state tax and a federal tax. And upon that, he had to pay a 20% government tax called entertainment tax if he had a singer, if he had public dancing or dancing on a stage or a comedian. This really heralded the demise of big bands during that time. This tax was just awful, you know. So the people who really got the jobs were the virtuoso instrumentalists. So everybody went home and practiced, and then that was the beginning of bebop, like the people who, so Charlie Parker and Dizzy and Shearing, the virtuoso players were the ones who people would come and sit down. Everybody began to sit and listen to the music rather than get up and dance to it. That was the beginning of it.
What rhythms had you been playing before? And what rhythms did you shift into playing when you started playing bop? Because you really had to invent new rhythms.
And yeah, I had help, too. I had a lot of help. I had my my mentors were people like Big Sidney Catlett and Chick Webb and Joe Jones with the Count Basie Band, for folks who don't know, these were people who played with Louis Armstrong and Sidney Catlett did, and later went with Benny Goodman. Sidney Catlett took Gene Krupa's place when Krupa started his own band. But all these folks, they were doing pretty much the same thing, but only in large band contexts. When you played in a small band, you had to do more. More was required of you because there were less people. It was like playing in a string quartet vis-a-vis a symphony orchestra. It's much more interesting for the individual player. Of course, an orchestra is interesting for the composer and the conductor and the soloist. But when you play in a smaller context, everybody has to do more to fill up the sound. So this was required of us, actually. I don't think we were aware of it, excepting that that first small band I worked in, the first one was Dizzy's. I worked in small bands, of course, all around the city at that time, but Dizzy was the one that his band with Charlie Parker and Oscar Pettiford and Bud Powell or Charles Mingus, that was all the virtuoso people got together. And that's, but we knew that everybody had to be kind of busy. So consequently, you heard more drums, you heard more piano, you heard more this and that and the other to fill it out. That's to put it very simply, of course.
Right. Well, to put it less simply, we'll hear some of what you were playing then. This is from the mid-1940s, and this is my guest, Max Roach, as recorded with Miles Davis and Charlie Parker, and we're going to hear Coco. Coco was recorded in 1945 with my guest Max Roach on drums and Miles Davis on trumpet, Charlie Parker on alto saxophone. Does it bring back memories for you? Do you listen back to that
sure
much?
It sure does. It'd be Charlie Parker at that time, as well as Dizzy. The music was very, very fresh, and I guess you would equate it with what we hear today from people like Anthony Braxton. At least they treated us that way. We were the new breed on the scene, and And they would say things, the critics would say, Dizzy sounds like he's playing with a mouth full of marbles. And Charlie Parker was playing scales from a saxophone book, just only scales. And Max Roach dropped bombs. I don't know, but it was interesting. Bud Powell had no left hand. And it was we were criticized, but some of it was valid, I thought. You know, we had a long way to go.
Max Roach, recorded in 1987, he's participating in the two-day tribute to Charlie Parker, which began today at the American Jazz Museum in Kansas City. On April 26th, Roach will perform in New York and receive a Harlem Renaissance Award. This is Fresh Air.